Welcome, boys and girls. I want to talk to you a little bit today about something I've been thinking about. See if you can follow along, see if it makes any sense to you. Back in the day, long, long, long ago, and if you want, we can go back to the beginning of America and see what happened. There was a group of people that got together and they decided that, you know, it might be a good idea to have government, to make some rules and all that kind of stuff for everybody to live by. Because, you know, there are crazy people out there and all. And so one guy came up with this idea, and he talks to a bunch of other people, and they decide they're going to form what they call a government. And so what they decided, they'd scribble down on a piece of paper all these things that government would do. And then they said, well, let's put some chains on it, because if we don't put the chains on it, this thing might get out of control. They never was a fellow there named George Washington, if I recall. It's something to the effect is government is like a fire. If you tend it well and all, it can give you warmth. But if you let it out of control, it'll burn you. Something like that. So they created a fictional, imaginary being to rule over them. An immortal soul, if you will. Another God. See, a lot of these boys were deists. They believed in a creator and all, but they believed that he was kind of like a watchmaker. He'd make the watch and he'd give it to somebody and forget about it. And the watch, you know, the guy had to tend to the watch himself, wind the watch and that kind of thing like that. So a lot of them thought, oh, God, he's over yonder. He done left here and he invented all this stuff and he just left us to it. So we have to make our own rules. We have to be our own God. And so that leads you to, for the greater good, to create this here government. And then from there, government is control. Government actually means mind control. So they create this mind control. And they create the Federal Reserve. You know, this is not the first central bank, but this central bank since 1913 has controlled all the money. And they want to do a central bank digital currency so that they can track down to the minute details. So you won't be able to use cash anymore. You can't buy a bubble gum. You can't buy... How are you gonna spend any money on illicit drugs if they track everything? And that leads you to the social credit system, where if you're not buying, you can't buy these things, but you can buy those things. If you're fat, you can't buy hamburgers and at McDonald's, but you can buy salad. Or if you're skinny and maybe you don't buy anything at all. So the government controls all that. Then you have the administrative state. Now, this is where the alphabet agencies come from. You know, the FDA and the CIA and the EPA and the housing and they control everything. So your administrative, through administrative agencies and administrative state, they control the judicial system, what judges you. They control the legislative, what rules can be made, and you know, they can make the legal illegal and the illegal legal. You've seen that over and over. And whoever runs that system is above the law. We've seen that over and over again. These war criminals like George Bush and Obama and Trump and Biden and all them killing brown people all over the world, they're war criminals, and yet they're never held accountable. Lying to Congress, all this, the Secretary of State, the Chief of Staff, the Chief of the Armed Forces and all of them lying about Ukraine and all this, will they be held accountable? Of course not. Taxes, they're able to steal whatever they want from you. enforcement. That's how they get your taxes, because you're afraid of them. So they force you into this system, and yet you let them teach you young, and you're young, pledge allegiance. Hell, do you pledge allegiance to it? You pledge allegiance to be controlled by all this. It's all about people control and leading you to the social credit system where you have to justify your rank in society. And depending on your obedience to the government, you will be allowed to rise in society, or you will be thrown away. So then the government comes in, and you've got to have global government. If you're going to have a world, new world order, you got to have global government. So they create the UN, the US government, the French government, all the other governments. And from there, what do? They go to control the money with the IMF and Bank of International Settlements and the European Central Bank and all the central banks of the world. They're in collusion with each other. They create an administrative state, just like the original government created. Alphabet agencies like the WHO and Greenpeace and all these climate control and all kinds of control. All the vaccines and everything, all controlled by the UN. They have a judicial system, they have a legislative system, and now they're looking for taxes. You know, they want to, all the nations have to put in some money, and the U.S. puts in more money than anybody else. Why? Because we got the printing machine, the Federal Reserve, who prints out money out of thin air, and me and you and your grandchildren, my grandchildren, and everybody else got to pay for it. So you got control of the people. Leading you to the social credit system. And of course, the new world order. It's the same old world order. It's called feudalism, it's called tyranny, and it's called slavery, my friends. And that's where we're headed. So is this off base? Did we create an immortal soul to rule over us because God is dead? God is not here? God is not listening? Is that what we've done? Just something I've been thinking about. Maybe you guys thought about this too. Leave your comments below. Hit the like, subscribe, and all that. Till next time. Peace.